AJ Jakubek joined us. Age, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. First off, is Andrew Hammond going to be an UFA or an RFA at the end of the season?
Unrestricted free agent. So Ottawa's got some work to do there. I think, Derek Plant is his agent, and I know both he and Brian Murray have said, look, they're not even going to talk contract until this run is over, this season is over, and then they'll go from there. You have to think, if you're Ottawa, you're going to do whatever it takes to retain Andrew Hammond. And then I think probably look to trade one of the other two goaltenders, whether it's Craig Anderson or Robin Leonard. But first things first, they have to try and get Hammond signed, because if they don't sign Hammond, then he can go elsewhere. And then I guess they'll go back with Anderson and Leonard.
Now, that's an interesting one. Like, I know a lot of people saying, well, okay, you trade Craig Anderson. Lerner doesn't have a real lengthy track record. And Hammond, up until, you know, this 17-game out-of-body experience, like, his numbers were pedestrian in the American League. Isn't that a pretty big risk to go with two young, really unproven goaltenders next year?
Yeah, I think anywhere way you slice it, it's going to be a risk. I mean, I don't think it's, a done deal that Anderson would go instead of Leonard. I think you'd have to look at the offers and say, okay, well, we're getting a better offer for Anderson, so we're going to do this, or vice versa. I mean, I think there's a risk either way, because if you come back, let's say you come back with Anderson and Leonard. Well, what if Leonard continues to plateau, and because he's had two pretty average seasons here? And what if Anderson continues to have more injury troubles? I mean, if 4 years in a row, I think Craig Anderson, and you look at his numbers and they back it up. I mean, I think Craig Anderson has been a top 10 goalie in the NHL since he arrived here at the end of 2011. I mean, this team was in 29th place in the NHL when they picked him up from the Colorado Avalanche. They thought they were going to get one of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins or Gabriel Landeskog or Jonathan Huberdeau, and all he did was come in and win 11 games. He went 11-5-2 at the end of that season and led this team out of the bottom five. They ended up picking Mika Zibanejad at sixth, and that was much to the dismay of Tank Nation in Ottawa back in 2011. And since that time, led the team to a couple of playoff appearances. But the big thing is, it's his health, and some of it's been luck. I mean, he had the unfortunate incident cutting chicken where he injured his hand. You know, he had a stinger, he had the sprained ankle that he suffered with Chris Kreider running the net. Now this year, suffering another hand injury, a deep bone bruise that has kept him out the last month and a bit. So, I mean, there's always been something with Craig Anderson, and that to me is a concern just in terms of his durability when you get injured each and every year. So I think that's something to weigh. I think in the end, Hammond is the no-brainer to bring back, as long as the terms make sense. And then you just weigh the offers and see, do you get better offers for Anderson or better offers from Leonard? And the other factor here, and I know Edmonton is in the mix for Matt O'Connor, but Matt O'Connor from Boston University is regarded as the top free agent goaltender on the market. He attended development camp here in the past with the Senators. Sounds like the Sens and the Oilers are in the mix on that short list of four or five teams that he would like to play for. So all of a sudden, if he signed Matt O'Connor, well, then maybe you got O'Connor, you got Hammond, and then you got one of Anderson and Leonard, and it certainly makes it a little bit easier to trade one or the other.
AJ, it's interesting watching Hammond from afar. Really strange parallel. You got Devan Dubnyk and Hammond. Not odd to have two goaltenders go into UFA status if they don't get signed, but both of whom might not have found a place to play if they didn't have some kind of year. And here they are grabbing all the headlines. You said the numbers would have to be right. In your mind, based on what you've seen in the situation, can you play armchair GM? What numbers would make sense for a guy like Hammond, given what you've seen?
Geez, that's a great question, because at least with Devan Dubnyk, I mean, he had three pretty decent years numbers-wise with the Edmonton Oilers before falling apart last year and really needing to find his game again. And the other thing with Dubnyk is, I mean, he came with a track record. He was a first-round pick. I mean, with Andrew Hammond, I don't think anyone saw this coming at all. He was undrafted. He was cut as an 18-year-old from the BC Junior League, finally made it at 19, and then went to Bowling Green, then signed his free agent deal after 4 years at Bowling Green. I mean, he lost his first 14 starts in college hockey. So, yeah. And his AHL numbers, as you mentioned earlier, Jason, I mean, you know, sub 900, they weren't great. So I think it's a fascinating question. I think, you know, the key is, I'm sure he wants a one-way deal.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of money that he would want, if, you know, $1 million or $1.5 million would be reasonable for him. But, you know, if he starts looking for $3 million or something like that, then I think you really have to second guess it, just because there isn't much of a track record here. And you don't know if he's going to become the next Blaine Locker and just fall apart and you never really see or hear from him again. So, you know, I really like his demeanor. When you watch him, I love the way he battles. He kind of reminds me, when you watch him, of a guy like Dwayne Rolison, who just never gave up on a puck. And you can never really count out Dwayne Rolison. Even when it seemed like his career was coming to the end, he would just fight and fight and fight. And that's the kind of demeanor that I think Andrew Hammond has. So it's tough to bet against a guy like that. But, you know, it's certainly going to make for interesting discussions in the offseason between Brian Murray and his agent.
AJ Jackenbeck from TSN 1200 joins us. Senators, man, they were the toast of the league last week. Now they're on the outside looking in, AJ. I haven't broken down their remaining schedule. You know, this run was outstanding and got everybody really excited. But I know, you know, people 2 months ago were yelling at you because you were not promoting the tank, which I totally agree with, because I think it's a ridiculous philosophy, right? Like, but like the Senators, as good as they were, you know, with Hammond on that run of 14-0-1, they're really not that good of a team, right? Like they're probably where they should be in the standings, realistically.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. At the start of the year, I kind of pegged this team to be somewhere between 7-10 in the East, or I mean, just in one of those wild card spots, or just out, and that's where they are right now, sitting in that ninth spot, three back with a game in hand. You know, I think we've seen that there's a core here, that this team is going to be better. They're going to be a good team, I think, for a few years, because of, you know, they've got one of the best defensemen on the planet in Erik Karlsson, and he's performed like that in the second half of the season, especially since the return of Mark Messier, which has been huge. They got couple of decent young blue liners in Cody Ceci and Patrick Wierkosz. They've got, you know, I mean, Mark Stone's having a heck of a season. He was great again last night, had 7 shots and assist in the shootout winner. I mean, Mike Hoffman scored 26 goals, although he's been in the doghouse at times. You got Mika Zibanejad, who looks like he's got the makings of being a number one center when you watch him go up against the Getzlaffs and the Kopitars and the Thorntons out west and fare as well as he did. So, you know, you've got a lot of real good pieces. Curtis Lazar really starting to find his way in the league. But you're right. I mean, you can't, this team's 18-4-3. Even, you know, going 0-2-1 in those three games, this team is 18-4-3 in their last 25. And here they are. They're still out of a playoff spot. They're 3 points out with a game in hand. I think they're going to have to at least go 4-1-1 in their last 6, if not 5-1, to make it. I mean, they do have one game against the Leafs, which would seem to be an easy game, but they already blew a game against the Leafs. And, you know, with the track record of this franchise going back 15 years, they never seem to win big games against the Leafs. So even that one, while it seems like an easier game on paper, you know, it's not going to be very easy at all, I would think. So Ottawa's got to, they've got to pretty much win out. You know, maybe give them one game in terms of margin of error. But, you know, and they've got some tough ones. They got Tampa left. They got the Rangers left. So it's they got Pittsburgh left, and Pittsburgh's just playing okay. But, you know, this is still a real tough task. And I think that's one of the things. They were chasing for so long, and all of a sudden they got into the playoff spot, 1 point up last week when they beat the Sharks. And I wonder if they just maybe took a breath and said, oh, okay, we did it. And boom, all of a sudden 0-2-1. And now you're on the outside looking in once again. So it's going to be tough for this team to get in. But, you know, hey, 25 games ago, I didn't even think they'd be sniffing a playoff spot. So yeah, it's tough to write this team off, despite the fact that the odds don't favor them right now.
Well, AJ, I mean, I think those losses, unless you, somebody who sees them, saw sort of a mental letdown or that relaxation that you mentioned, you know, it's tough to play at the pace they did. You can empty the tank pretty quickly, not just physically, but mentally, where every point matters. I guess the question now is, with the limited games remaining, 6 games remaining, Do they have an, I mean, do they believe they can do that? I know what they say, but when you look, talk to these guys, is there a sense there that the resolve is there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this group, it starts with Andrew Hammond being in goal, and I don't know what it is. I mean, Hammond got banged up, and then he got lit up. I mean, he probably shouldn't even have been playing against the Rangers, but got lit up finally, and finally took the loss, when they got down 5-1 in the middle of the second period, and you kind of thought, okay, well, you know, when is Hammond even going to be back? And then all of a sudden, Craig Anderson is back, and, you know, he wasn't great, but they just didn't play well in front of him, and that's kind of been the MO here. I mean, when Craig Anderson returned the first time, and he played against Calgary, and then played against Boston after that, and they almost blew a 4-0 lead against the Flames, ended up winning that one in a shootout, and then, lost to the Bruins. Again, they just didn't play as well in front of Anderson, and for whatever reason, they just seemed to play better in front of Andrew Hammond, at least in this run. So if there's anything that makes me believe that they can do it, it's they've got that kind of invincibility factor or feeling that when they play in front of Hammond, they almost believe that they can't lose. I mean, last night was a perfect example. At one point, they're out shooting the Red Wings 25-8, and they're not getting any breaks. They're down 1-0. I mean, Peter Mrazek's standing on his head, and they get the late goal. They tie it, and they end up winning in the shootout, despite the fact that Hammond struggled in the shootout, giving up the first two goals. But they just marched right back and scored 3 out of 4 and won it. So this team has that kind of don't give up mentality. And until they're completely dead and buried, you know, again, it's tough to write them off, even though, you know, the odds, again, would seem that you would favor the Bruins at this stage.
Age, we got 30 seconds. What's Cowan's availability?
He's healthy right now. Okay. So, it's just a coach's decision. He's been in and out of the lineup. So he just hasn't been the same defenseman since he signed the contract and since he had the hip surgery for a torn labrum back in the lockout years. So, I mean, I don't know if he's going to turn the corner or not, because his rookie season, he was fantastic, but he's really struggled the last couple of years here, and maybe he needs a change of scenery. Who knows?
And Hammond's a Group 6 UFA, correct? Is that why he's a UFA?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thought so. Okay, thanks, Age. Enjoy it. We'll see if they can finish off what's been a great run.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.